One of the great things about this empowerment concept with psychological agreements is it so exalts and dignifies people. It stops turning them into a thing to be manipulated and used to serve your purposes. And it gives them a feeling of their worth and a primary greatness from within, see? Now, if they themselves don't work within and develop this kind of principle-centeredness, as you know, total quality means total personal quality. It starts there. That's the building block. If they don't do that, then they may not be happy. They may not feel very well accepted socially and not feel any of this primary greatness. But at least the opportunity is there. Now, my friends, the challenge is yours. I'm going to pose the problems, and I want you to use the PS paradigm to solve them, all right? And I'll add my comments as well. Let me make just a few brief summary comments on the PS paradigm. These are its qualities. First, it's holistic. It deals with the whole thing. Second, it's an ecosystem, which means everything is related to everything else. Third, it's developmental, which means you can't have trust until what? Trustworthy. And you can't have empowerment until there's trust. And if you don't have alignment to reinforce that empowerment, it will not take. So it is developmental. Some things come ahead of other things. And fourth, and most importantly, it is based on people, not things. That does not preclude the value of things, but things are programs, people are programmers. Those are the four characteristics of the PS paradigm. Also notice that it is an open system. That circle should have many dots in it, many spaces, because it's constantly being influenced by the streams, both the stream inside the organization, but outside your organization or work group, the market forces in the industry and so forth, and the markets you're going after, and also societal forces. So it's open system. It embraces all elements. All that happens out there has influence. And of course, the organization is attempting to influence it. Now, in terms of the PS paradigm, what do we call the personal?
Self.
And what's the key characteristic?
Trustworthiness.
Trustworthiness made up
character
and competence, so that you have the blending of what a person is, what a person can do. Okay, the interpersonal.
People,
that's the relationship with self. What's the key?
Trust.
Trust. All right, now the third level, the managerial, what are the two basic approaches? Release and control. And each of them represent a style and a number of skills having to do with that. So if you move from control to empowerment, do you have to get involved in skill training? Got to, because where are they going to develop those skills? See, it may be on the job skill training. The key to skill training is the paradigm shift, because you'll be amazed how fast people can pick up the behavioral skills if they have the paradigm shift, if they see the whole thing differently, if they see their role as being a servant leader rather than as a controlling boss, and they're heavy into the skills of directing, controlling, motivating, you know, carrot and sticking, but they're not emotionally or character-wise tied into that. It's just the only thing that's been done in their life. It's the only kind of modeling they've had. Those people could see, wait a minute, this people paradigm to empower people is obviously the way to go. See, once they've got that, they'll pick up the skills of, how can I help you? What are our goals now? How can I help you? How's it going? What are your goals now in connection with mine? How can I help you? See, those skills, plus the pathfinding skills and the building of the culture, the partnering with other organizations, see, the building of the internal culture. All right, very good. Now I'm going to give you some problems, yes?
We tend to, what I've heard today was a lot of discussion around the managers and leaders needing training and skills to go from a control to a release style. But it's really clear in working in this style that all the employees also need a lot of training to work in that paradigm.
Why? Why would that be the case?
They're not used to it.
They need to be able to accept personal responsibility.
How much more responsibility they're taking. to do whatever's necessary to accomplish results. What else?